Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, or good morning, good afternoon, or good or good evening, or good night, wherever you are. Across the globe. My name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and the WillieLawsonShow.com website. So we appreciate you being here this glorious day. A lot of things are happening. A lot of possibilities out there. I spent a good portion, while I was here yesterday, I spent a good portion of that of yesterday afternoon at the Tampa Bay Cable Network. The folks from Porch Talk, Porch Talk Radio, are thinking about going to Porch Talk TV, and we're seeing what it takes to do that. We're going to be the plan is to do an hour show on the television and simulcast that hour here through Blog Talk Radio, and then next hour will be the radio show. Will be right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to basically send the tech people what we use here and why this show sounds so doggone good. And we do. We fill up every inch of this 32K, baby. That's what we do. Maybe we can trade some expertise for some class training, because some training, there's some things over there that we like to be trained on. And maybe we can do some TV. That would be an interesting thing. Unfortunately, it'd only be cable in that, you know, in the Tampa Bay area. But you know, we start small and we move forward. Yeah, you know. But in the meantime, we're going to help our friends at Porch Talk Radio. My friends Eddie Adams Jr. and Gabriel Phillips. So that's in the offing. So be ready to hear about that. Also, we are still in negotiations. We're waiting to hear back from the great folks at Grass Fire Nation and Liberty News Network, and we'll be doing some work with them, continuing just like we did at the during the election early in November. Again, the folks, Urban Game Changers. We're talking about folks like Sheila Huzar, Nadra Enzi. Those folks are Urban Game Changers. The great folks. Pushing the urban initiative, and that's Ken McClinton, Kira Davis, Chris Arps. You know, that's the coolest thing. All these things are going on, and all these people are involved. All these people are involved, and you know what? And I'm blessed because I get to be involved in all of them. Now, yes, I am definitely running into the danger of being spread too thin. But I think it'd be okay if we ran all that through here. I think that would be perfectly okay with me if we ran all that through here, do what we normally do, and be able to let folks know that there are things going on and there are things to be encouraged by. So you know, it's interesting. Before we take to get to break one. And get to our subject today. Our subject today is that, and this is going to be kind of local, but it's only local here because it's here. I'm sure that you, where you are, have something similar going on where you are. I think it's important based on all the stuff I just told you that's going on. Last night, the Hillsborough County Republican Executive Committee had its biannual elections. And they picked a new chair, who was State Senator Tom Lee. That's right, state senator. He is currently, he's not a former state senator, he's currently a state senator to be its chair. Now, we're going to talk about the what I believe the importance of Hillsborough County is as it relates to the country, not just the state of Florida. And the vice chair is former state vice chair, Deborah Cox Rausch, and former county chair, Deborah Cox Rausch. Okay, we'll talk about that. I haven't, and I'm looking to see some of the other officers, but really doesn't matter much, frankly. Really doesn't matter much because we really are looking at leadership, and chair and vice chair, I think is as excuse me, is basically as far down as you need to go. But Robin Langford remains the secretary, and she's been the secretary ever since I've been involved. And I've been involved since 2009, so she's been the secretary all along. She was challenged, but obeyed that challenge. And Tony Button, who's the new guy, I met Tony when Tony was running for U.S. House. So there are, well, we'll talk about it later. So there's the board. Again, Senator Tom Lee, State Senator Tom Lee, Deborah Cox Rausch, who's vice chair, and she was vice chair of the state party, and she was also former chair of the local party. Robin Langford, who remains secretary, and Tony Button, who is our new treasurer. We got lots to talk about. Because the lack of Republican urban strategy is mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing. You hear me? Mind-blowing. So we're going to see, let me get the switchboard. We're going to see if things like that are happening where you are, and we're going to try to reach out to some folks today. They may or may not come. They're busy, and I haven't given them any notice, so I don't really expect them to show up. But to see where they're looking at in making things different in 2014, these folks only have 2-year terms, so it ain't 2016 they need to be worried about. 2014. We'll be right back.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. Ernie Els encourages you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Okay, class, let's all sing our 911 song. There's a fire, there's a fire.
Dial 911.
There's a fire, there's a fire.
Dial 911.
If you can't raise an arm,
dial 911.
If you're suddenly having trouble speaking these words,
dial 911.
Face suddenly, goes all numb.
Dial 911.
All of a sudden, get the worst headache of your life.
Dial 911.
Sudden loss of sight in one or both eyes.
Dial 911.
If you think stroke may be the cause, never wait to call.
Dial 911.
911. Making a difference in someone's life is elementary. Know the sudden signs of stroke and dial 911 immediately if they appear. Time lost is brain lost. For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1. Or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
All right, we're back with more of the Leo Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Before we get started, a big hand to the governor, Governor Snyder of Michigan. Big hand to him. Big balls going out to the Michigan State Legislature. Big balls. You guys are treading rarefied air, as far as I'm concerned. If you hadn't heard, you've been living under a rock. Yesterday, the state of Michigan decided that they have gone right to work. That's exactly we're talking about the center of the union universe is just in turmoil this morning, because Michigan is now a right to work state. Now, we talked about this the other day, that it just seems crazy that in the United States of America, we have a designation. We have states that are not right-to-work states. I'm not sure what that is. That's still, like, for me, having slavery states and non-slavery states. It doesn't even make sense to me that if you live in a pseudo-free society like the one we live in, that you would even have a designation that, oh, this is a right-to-work state. Well, doesn't everybody have a right to work? Is that one of those things that we don't even have to enumerate as a right, but does anybody have a right to work? The Bible tells us that we have not only a right, we have a responsibility to work. I mean, that's just, but come on now. Don't we have a right to work? I don't know. So the whole idea to have a right to work state versus a what no right to work state seems crazy to me. But the state of Michigan decided that it was it's anathema to freedom. It is the antithesis of freedom to have a situation set up that you have to pay basically anybody, join a group, pay anybody to work at a job. We mentioned this the other day. When we're counseling people on finding a job, especially when things are rough like they are now and like they're going to be, there are always some unscrupulous ne'er-do-wells out there who are basically scamming folks, promising them work if they pay. And we always tell people what? Never pay for a job. Isn't that what we always tell people? You know what? A lot of you who listen to the show, you know, you counsel folks, you know, they're smart. You're helping folks out all the time. And one of the things you tell people is don't pay for a job. If you read the Craigslist ad and they say they'll get you a job if you pay them $200, you know what happens. They take your $200 and they disappear, and you have no job, and you don't have $200. That's how it works. So the idea is if they say you have to pay, don't. You know, I'm telling you, I have personally used or gone to an agency that sent me on an interview for a job I got. I didn't take it, but I got it. It was Disney. It was the Disney Reservation Center. But they didn't ask for any money. The money they were going to get came from Disney because they acted as Disney's agent. So it didn't make any sense. You don't pay the money. Except in a union situation where you have to pay the money. As a matter of fact, here's the crazy part. In some of these things, you can't even get on the job unless you go through an apprenticeship program that's run by who? That's run by the dang on union. The apprenticeship program's run by the union, and you can't get into that unless you join the union. And you can't again. Then you can't get on the job because the union says you got to be a union member. So if you come from somewhere else, let's say you're an electrician from Jacksonville, Florida, and you've been all apprenticed up and you're good to go and you've got all your accreditations and all your citations and all your degrees and you're good to go, and you go to Michigan and you say no, you got to join the union before you can get a job. Which means this, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that means you have to pay them so you can work. What did we just say? Kind of focus back. That's what I used to do when I taught high school. Always focus back to what we just talked about a minute ago. That way you dovetail back. You always circle back. That way you can, you know, close the circle of knowledge. Connect it all together. Don't pay for a job. Well, now in the state of Michigan, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay to work. It's not pay to play. And I know that in some of those union states, that's the thing. That whole pay to play thing is how life is. But not in Michigan anymore. So congratulations to Governor Snyder and the Michigan State Legislature for having some gonads and testes. And even the girls and guys had testes and made it happen. Good for you. You guys caused Steven Crowder to get punched in the face yesterday when he was out there along with the Americans for Prosperity, whose tent got tore down. Some ladies and some children got hurt because the peaceful protest of the union members, the distraught union members, thugs is how they do it, decided that it was time for Mr. Crowder to get punched in the face. So Stephen Crowder gets punched in the face. There you go. In any case, today, again, like we talked about before, see how I circle back. State Senator Tom Lee, Deborah Cox Roush, Robin Lankford, and Tony Button are the new board for the Hillsborough County Republican Executive Committee, the county party. And I don't know Tom Lee. I don't. I understand that Tom Lee is an East County guy. I know Deborah Cox Roush. I know Robin Lankford. And I know Tony Button. Now, if you have a situation like I'm going to mention here, then you need to listen up. Now, I am hoping, and this is one of those things where you ever have a situation where you hope you're wrong? You don't think you are, but you hope you get it wrong. And you are ready. You have the apology on your lips, ready to go. You ever been in one of those situations? Well, I'm in that situation right this very minute for what the next thing is going to fall out of my face. I think the local party is doomed. And why does that matter to you? Hillsborough County went blue. And every time Hillsborough County goes blue, you get a Democrat president. I'm just saying. Every time Hillsborough County goes blue, the I-4 corridor goes blue, and you get a Democrat president. In 2008, the Hillsborough County went blue, and you got Barack Obama. In 2012, Hillsborough County goes blue, and you get Barack Obama. We are the hinge of the swing state. Hillsborough County is the hinge in the swing state. Whatever color the hinge is, that's how the door swings. And with this particular group, this leadership group. Now, let me back up a little bit. I don't think any of these people are bad people. I don't. I don't think any of these people are bad people. Others would disagree with me, but I don't think they're bad people. Hell, some people think I'm a jerk. I can act like a jerk. I understand. Some people think I'm a bad guy. Okay, I get it. But from a strategic standpoint, from understanding how you lost and why you lost and what you can do to stop losing, I don't see it getting any better. I see a doubling down of the very same things that got you the loss. My friend Eddie Adams Jr. put it so beautifully yesterday. I was with him yesterday, and he said, you know what? The Republicans are playing, you know, the Democrats are playing chess while Republicans are playing bingo. And I just thought, wow, that just blew me away, because that was such a clear picture. It's such a clear picture of exactly what the problem is strategically. If you are playing bingo, you have a bingo card, folks. If you've never played bingo before, you can go to the Wally World and you can get the home version of bingo. You have a bingo card with certain things on it, and you're just hoping that as the wheel moves around and somebody draws out a number, it fits your bingo card. There's nothing proactive about bingo. There's no strategy. You're just hoping that things go well. You're just hoping that things go well and that you get bingo before the other guy gets bingo. Well, in chess, if you're talking about people who are world masters in chess, the idea is then, you know what, once you move a chess piece, that opponent is looking not just at the next move, but the next two, three, four, five moves in a particular strategy to draw you into certain areas, to look at your look at where you're vulnerable, look at where your skills are lacking, look at your tendencies. They're freaking playing chess. And Republicans are playing bingo, just hoping that, you know what, that you pull out the right number. And to improve your odds, you know what you do? And I've only seen this once. I've only been to a bingo parlor once. What a horrible waste of like $30 and 45 minutes of my time. I mean, I am telling you, it was a bigger waste It was really a bigger waste than a lap dance. And a lap dance is a huge waste of money. Let me help you. A lap dance is a huge waste of money. And playing bingo is a bigger waste of money than a lap dance. Okay? Just saying. All right. Now that you got a picture of this, and I saw what people were doing, people wouldn't buy this. You don't just have one bingo card. You have four or five bingo cards because you hope that that will increase your odds. Not really, because the very same number is going to be pulled, and you're hoping that it's in the right place, and you've got your little markers there, and that's what Republicans are doing. They're hoping against all hope that whatever gets pulled out works okay. You're hoping that, you know what, that the right candidates get pulled. You're hoping that there is that it's an off, you know, and we hear this. It's an off election season, and you hope that the Democrats don't come out in big numbers. You hope that the kids don't come out. We heard this. We hope that the youth vote doesn't come out in big numbers. But we kept hearing this. Well, you know, they have the youth vote, but you know what? Historically, the youth don't really come out. Well, what happens when they do? Well, you freaking lose. That's what happens. Well, you know, Democrats, a lot of times liberals don't come out. The black people don't come out and vote. Like, they, you know, like you know, they're involved, but they don't usually come out and vote. Except when they do, you lose. Well, the Latinos don't really come out and vote. Except when they come out, you lose. The idea is that they're just hoping. The Republican strategy is hoping that everything works out okay. Well, we've never, you know what, no president ever been reelected that had unemployment numbers this high. Except we do, and it happens anyway. We're hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping and wishing and hoping and wishing and hoping and wishing. And ain't no strategy going on. And you know what? And they're playing chess. And they're beating the crap out of you because all they have to do is move that racist knight in front of you, and Republicans piss their pants. You know what I'm saying? Susan Rice, who's a horrible ambassador to the UN, horrible, wants to make her Secretary of State, and Republicans go, well, I don't think that's right. Racist? And there you go, moving your bishop back to the back row because you don't want to be called a racist. While they're just wiping you clean. They've got that check ready to go at any time. While you're back there playing bingo. Hoping and wishing and hoping and wishing. I thought that was the best analogy of what we're facing. Or what they're facing as Republicans. And I thought it was the best analogy as what the conservative movement is facing as well. Simply doubling down on the same stuff is stupid. Do me a favor. Stop talking about frickin' Michelle Obama. Stop talking about Michelle. Stop talking about Michelle Obama. Who gives a rip? It's a strategy that doesn't work. It makes you look like a jerk. Stop doing it. You hear me? Stop doing it. Stop talking about Michelle Obama. Who gives a crap? You know, I'm going through Twitter yesterday, just blah 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 blah, blah because I'm a geek and I don't have a life, so I'm going through Twitter, and there she was giving out gifts to kids or whatever, and you know what? And the post was, Michelle Obama gives out gifts to military families, but no smile. Who gives a damn? Who cares? It's the same old stuff that you double down on that doesn't work. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. We're going to talk more about having strategy. My friend Sheldon Hazard is in the chat room, and I am honored. But we're going to talk more about strategy and some of these local Republican parties. I'm going to use my own Republican Party as an example.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound so...
Oh, shut up, I'm talking. I'm going to use my own Republican Party as an example, and maybe you too then can look at where you live and see if there's something that you can do. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what, they're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right, we're back with the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is indeed a pleasure on this 12-12-12. All right, done. Who gives a crap? I know, golly, and I was reading tweets. Oh, wait. Oh, goodness, it's 12-12-12-12. Oh, my God. Oh, shut up about stupid crap. Yeah, that happens once a century. Yay. In any case. again, my name is Willie Lossman, here in behind the Spacewar production microphone, and we're looking at, I think we're looking at a time that if we don't want things to get horribly worse, because they're going to get worse from here, I'm just telling you, it ain't going to get better tomorrow. And let me tell you something else. It doesn't matter a tinker's damn what John Boehner does. It doesn't matter. He could stand there in his underoos on the Capitol steps and tell Barack Obama there ain't no way in hell we're raising a penny of tax on anybody. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you call me. It won't matter because for two reasons. Because you so-called conservatives and Republicans won't back him, so he knows that. He knows he's screwed there. He could stand there again in his underoos, you know, and say, no, I'm not going to do it. And you'll say, why didn't he do it sooner? Because you're just hoping that, I don't know, something happens. Or if he decides, you know what, I'll get a little bit of what I want. They'll get a little bit of what they want and move forward. Well, then he's screwed then because the Democrats aren't going to give him any credit. And, of course, then you're going to be calling for his head. That, I've never seen a guy in politics that was so screwed no matter what. You know, what he ought to do is ask Jim DeMint for a job at the Heritage Foundation and give a big old finger, the big old orange finger to all y'all. Stick up that spray tan middle finger and move the heck on. If I was John Boehner, I'm telling you, that's what I'd be thinking about. Just I'd screw it. Screw all y'all. But apparently he is not. And that's my point. My point is that this is not a situation, ladies and gentlemen, of the jury. This is not about, this is hardly even about message. It's not, really. It's about that conservatives and Republicans have no strategy. And the strategy you used before doesn't work. It doesn't work on a local level, and it doesn't work on the national level. It doesn't work. Now, I'm using my own folks here as an example. Because, and I'm going to name them again, because, again, they're good folks. They're nice people. You know, Tom Lee, I don't know Senator Lee. Is State Senator Tom Lee, but I know Debbie and Robin and Tony, and they're nice people. They've all three of them have always been very nice to me. They have been. I haven't had opportunity to meet State Senator Tom Lee, who's now our new chairman, who's also a state senator, which tells me he's not going to have as much time to be our county chair. And that seems like the vice chair, who was chair before, will be doing most of the chairing. You feel me? But, and in that, you know, she was a chair. She was a chair in 2010. And thanks to the Tea Party movement, with a new strategy, things happened. I just don't think, I can't see them changing their stripes because there were, let me help you with this. And I'm going to get racial for just a second. If it's okay with you, and I'm going to get racial with in here for a few seconds if it ain't okay with you. There were fewer black people in that room last night when this board was elected than there was in 2010. There were fewer black people in that room when this board was elected than 2008. There were fewer black people in that room when this board got elected than there was in 2006. There were fewer... They were fewer Hispanic, Asian. You get me? Do you get what I'm saying? These aren't bad people. I don't want to get into that argument. These aren't bad people. These aren't racist people. These aren't bad people. These are people who are playing bingo. While the folks across town are playing chess. Let me give you an example, and see if this works where you live. You know, Tampa isn't L.A., and Tampa's not New York, or Dallas or Chicago. Okay. Tampa's not Atlanta. It's closer to Atlanta in scope and whatever than the other cities I mentioned. Again, we're not Chicago. We're not L.A. We're not New York. We're not. And I'm glad. Here's the deal. The Democrat headquarters is in the city of Tampa. It stays in the city of Tampa. It never leaves the city of Tampa. It doesn't go into the suburbs. This is not by accident. The Republican headquarters, stays in East County, in the suburbs. Now, remember I told you before that I always try to, you know, to close in the circle of knowledge. The city of Tampa, city council, is all Democrat. The county commission, five Republicans and two Democrats. You see where the power base is? You see where the concerns are? The mayor of Tampa is a Democrat. Now, some people are going to call and go, well, those are nonpartisan elections, man. They're nonpartisan, man. You're not being fair. Well, let me help you as I ask you to shut your face and put on your damn big boy pants and your big girl panties. The deal is that everybody knows who's Democrat and who's Republican. Everybody knows. Let me help you. Every frickin' body knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, and it doesn't take really a whole lot to go and find out that Mayor Bob Buckhorn is a freaking Democrat, lifelong Democrat, been a Democrat, will die a Democrat. Doesn't take any high-level oppo research to go and find that Tom Scott is Democrat, been a Democrat, is a Democrat, will be a Democrat, will die a Democrat. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows who the D's are. Everybody knows who the R's are. Everybody freaking knows. So your strategy sucks. What does it amount to? Well, let's do this. Let's put a conservative concern right there in the heart of where people need it the most. That's exactly why we're talking about putting Urban Game Changers offices, Urban Game Changers Tampa Bay offices, right there in the city center. Why? So we can listen to the community. We can listen to the heart and the mind of the community. What do you need? Do a needs assessment. You know, help young people start businesses, become entrepreneurs. You know, it's interesting. Once you turn a young person on as an entrepreneur, it's amazing. You don't have to talk about conservative values. You don't have to have a rally. You don't have to bring in Herman Cain. I love Herman Cain, but you ain't got to bring in Herman Cain or Sarah Palin or my friend Amy. You ain't got to do none of that. Once you turn a young minority or inner city kid on to being an entrepreneur and working for themselves and getting other people to work for them and having them understand how business actually works, how it works in the real world, you ain't got to tell them who to vote for. All you got to do is show them who cares about the things they care about, and guess what? Bingo, bango, bongo. Win. Oh, but that takes effort to do, doesn't it? It takes a little effort. You actually have to get up off your and get in there and get it done, don't you? You know what else you got to do? You got to spend a little money.
The return on investment there is long term.
Yeah, it is. That's right, Lenny Curry. Who told me? When was this? October. August or something like that. You know what? District you live in, yeah, that's a long-term project. So I said, yeah, it is. So when are you going to get started?
Well, yeah,
Okay, whatever. So the answer is never, right? So the answer is freaking never. Right? So anyway, we've got this board of people that may be a lot like the boards in the county you live in. And you're looking at that board and you're thinking, ain't nothing going to change. We are freaking screwed. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love my Tea Party people. I do. And I'm going to preface all this with the truth. The people that helped me most in my campaign, they were people who aligned themselves with Tea Party. They were Tea Party folks who helped me, who not just helped me with like volunteer stuff, but they helped me with cash. They freaking wrote checks. I'm talking real to real. They helped me with money, checks. It wasn't just, oh yeah, you gonna get them, yeah, buddy, yeah, where you, yeah, power, yeah, black power. They wrote checks. They got on my internet site and they donated money, cash. The people who have been most helpful to this show, for the most part, have been Tea Party folks. So I ain't got no hate for people who are involved in the Tea Party movement. I don't. I have no hate for people who are involved in the Tea Party movement. I've spoken at rallies, and you know what? And I understand. I get it. I love them. But they got it wrong, too. They don't have the right strategy either. And it's too late for them because the left has sullied their brand. And we talked about this with my friend Joe Lazar, that the left has sullied their brand such that right now you can't go into the urban community and make it work. You can't go to where you have to go. And this is what this is all about. This whole strategy thing I keep talking about is not we got to wave more signs. It's not even necessarily we got to raise more money. The Romney campaign spent $150 million on two of many consultant groups, and what they got for their money was an ass whooping. Karl Rove spent $300 million. And what he got for $300 million was an ass-whooping. What is that? I mean, we're talking about $450 million to get your ass-whooped. You know, the man who is the apostle of our house, where I go to church, who helped us and sent us a pastor when we were hurting, our church, all the church was hurting, it says this. This is Pastor Rob Thompson from Chicago. He says, poverty is not the lack of money. Poverty is the evidence of misspent money. That's what poverty is. 9.9 times out of 10, that's the truth. It ain't the person who doesn't make a whole bunch of money, but if you look at where they spend their money, there's a hole in their pocket. Let me be ugly. Let me just be ugly for a minute. Okay, can I be ugly for a minute? If you are on public assistance, listen to me now. You got a minimum wage or a little bit minimum plus job, and you are on public assistance, and you get food stamps. You live in subsidized housing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking to, right? And you decide that it's perfectly okay for you to spend $5, $6 every damn day so you can suck death into your lungs via a cigarette and then go down to the health, and when you get cancer, go down to the local health, the health department and get treated on my dime. That is where your poverty is. Doesn't make any damn sense. If I've got those things going on, last thing I'm doing is smoking. Because you know what? You can't afford it. You need to take that $5, $6 and put it away some damn where. It's misspent money. And it just doesn't happen with people I just mentioned. It happens with people of great means who are living paycheck to paycheck, deal to deal. Because instead of reinvesting money into their companies, they bought a Lamborghini. And I imagine there's something more embarrassing than to be at a club and have somebody come and repossess your Lamborghini. It can't be anything more embarrassing. You can't just keep saying it's broken and it's going to the shop. So your poverty becomes a part of your misspent money. The Republican Party is suffering poverty. And I'm not saying necessarily poverty in the financial or economic sense, although that's happening in a lot of places too. But the Republican Party is suffering poverty in brand, poverty in offices, poverty in national elections, because they've misspent both their financial capital and their brand capital. It's misspent. It's in the wrong place. And it continues to be in the wrong place. And if you've got a group of people, like I think we have here, and again, they're not bad people, who are about to double down on the same nonsense, on the same craziness, on the same misguided strategies, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get more poverty. Of all the things I mentioned, that's what you're going to get. That's how it's going to play out. Listen to me carefully. If the Republican Party does not gain houses in the Senate, does not gain houses in the House seats in the House of Representatives, does not get not lose gubernatorial seats, but gains gubernatorial seats, and holds on and expands into state houses, holds on to Wisconsin, holds on to Michigan now, especially those places like that. If it doesn't have a renaissance, a resurgence, a revival, it will be irrelevant for the next 25 years. But in order for for the Republican Party to have that renaissance, that revival, that resurgence, we've got to start talking to people that we've never talked to before. And if you look at the people who are on the national level, if you look at Rince Priebus, for example, when's Rince ever talked to anybody he wants? I mean, when's he ever done that? Lenny Curry, RPOF here in Florida, swing state, and Tom Lee. I've never seen Tom Lee in my community ever. Not one time. I'm making an assumption that he's a good guy. I don't know Chairman Lee. But Debbie Cox Rouse, when she was chair, no. And I like Debbie, but she, no. They give you this excuse, well, we have to be in my friend Art Wood, who's the current chair. And the same thing will happen to you when you talk to them. Well, you know what? I don't know what to do. I mean, should I just show up? Now, I basically got to tell them, yeah, hell yeah, you just show up. You show up at the NAACP meeting. It's open to the public. Go. You go to the East Tampa Rallies and Partnership meeting. You go to the Urban League meeting. You go. You find out. Hell, you know what? The black community or the Hispanic community or the Asian community or the Armenian community or whatever you got where you live that you know you need to talk to, guess what, kids? When they have a big community event, they usually publicize it. Before it happens, yeah, even I'm guessing even the Asians got email and a telephone. You can give them a call. See how you can help out in a non-political sense. Stop playing bingo. Start playing chess. That's what you got to do. Just start playing bingo. Stop playing bingo and start playing chess. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
Suddenly my arm went numb, and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I knew I was having a stroke.
I didn't know what was going on.
I told my wife, and she dialed 911.
I didn't want to miss work, so I went.
The ambulance arrived just in time.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Because of quick response, today I'm on my way to a full recovery.
Today I have partial paralysis.
Seconds made all the difference.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You can make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
Let me drive.
How do you know when it's time to give up the keys? When your dog grabs your keys from your lap and your lap is on the floor. Yep, it's Jeff Foxworthy for Rad saying, when you party, be sure to designate before you celebrate. If you want to make it home
alive, let me drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Just please don't drink and drive. It's not fun.
All right. My name is Will Lawson. This is the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, listen. I wanted to send out our condolences here from the Will Lawson Show and our friends at Urban Game Changers Tampa Bay. It is to the folks in Portland, Oregon, the site of a shooting yesterday. A gunman in a white mask. Takes a rifle into a Clackamas, I believe is the name of the place, Clackamas, or some kind of a strange name like that. Big mall, 185 stores, and starts shooting. and it's awful. And our condolences go out to the families of the victims, and all those who were traumatized. You know, it's just a sucky, it's a sucky time to ever do that. And apparently the gunmen, in the typically cowardly way these people behave, kill themselves. Any time's a bad time, but Christmas time is I don't know. I think it's because people are so much more sensitive at Christmas time, because, you know, even the great unchurched at Christmas time is more sensitive. They might even know why they're celebrating Christmas time. And I want to talk. Oh, that reminds me. Before we get back to our subject, you know, but it's just because now there's a mar there that's going to be there in your life. There's a mark, there's a mar, there's a smudge that when you think about Christmas time, even again the great unchurched who've decided that Christmas time is about shopping and family and fun and spiced rum and some things that are pleasant will always have that smudge. Always have that smudge that you can't get off. Because it was based in terror. So again, my heart goes out to the Willie Lawson Show and Urban Game Changers of Tampa Bay. Our heart goes out to those families, and we pray that your Christmas means more to you this time, especially because you survived. Get closer to your families. You know, when we see this kind of stuff around the country, it ought to be a clue to us. It ought to be a clue to us that no matter how all this politics crap goes down, that you better get close to your family. You know what? That you don't want to put your family off. You know, during the break, my wife called. I know it was her. Answer the phone. Because frankly, I'll put you on hold before I'll put her on hold. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying? If my kid calls, I'll put you on hold. And you'll have to listen to a litany of PSAs before I put them on hold for a minute. Draw close to your family. Whatever happens, this kind of thing is should be a lesson for all of us. You know, we leave the house and we say things like, "I'm gone." Change that. Don't leave the house without saying, "I love you." Can't wait to see you. All right, I don't want to get all mushy, but this stuff's important. You know, I was watching the Today program because I hate myself apparently because I was on all the time in the morning, and I'm watching the three experts. It's the three experts: Nancy Snyderman and I don't know these people. And they're getting asked questions about the stress of the holidays. And Snyderman tells me, because apparently I'm the only one who's listening, because I'm the only one who commented on it, that the part that she doesn't like most about this holiday season, about Christmas time, is the religion. We should take the religion out of the holidays. Did you hear what I said? Dr. Nancy Snyderman on the Today Show, and a panel of experts, says the part that she hates the most about Christmas time is the religion. Now, I am sure now that I am the only person in America that heard this woman say this. It made the other people kind of uncomfortable. And she just went on like, "Oh, God, I wish they would just take that part out. I hate that part the most." And I thought to myself, I said, "Self, did she just say that?" And I backed it up on the DVR and I watched it again. And I was just blown away for about 15 seconds. And I thought, this is what we have come to. So I tried to get NBC's attention, of course, they weren't going to because they were embarrassed too, I'm sure. They weren't going to address that crap. That Dr. Nancy Steinerman said that, you know, is the worst part about Christmas time is actually the Christ. That whole Jesus thing. That whole religion thing. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful who you listen to every day. Be careful who you let get in your ear gates and your eye gates. Be careful. Yeah, and it's my advice to and today, you know what I did today in the morning? This morning, you know what I did? I watched. I didn't watch any TV. I played Madden 13. Yeah, I played some Madden 13 till my kid got ready to take me to the bus. Oh. I was feeling much better when I got here. Listen, we got a call from the 81818. Thanks for calling Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. How may we help you?
This is Shirley Sousa with Urban Game Changers. Hello. Good morning, Willie Willie.
Good morning. Good morning. How
good morning,
are you?
Good morning.
I'm good.
The coffee's strong in Florida, boy. I hear you out there raging and roaring on that line. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's crazy, Shirley. You know, we had they had those elections last night, and I wasn't in the room. I found out later, and the idea is that I'm watching this strategy go down with some Republican clubs and Republican areas, and it's important because our REC is the largest REC in the state of Florida.
Wow.
So it isn't like in some places, you know what, there's 10 people, 11 people, blah, 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 whatever. There are 450 some odd people who show up on a monthly basis. We have one of the biggest delegations at the Florida Straw Poll. This is a group of people, if they got their heads on straight and really got the power of what you talk about, what Chris Arp talks about, what Kenneth McClinton and Keira Davis and, you know what, and Nadra Enzi, and I can go on and on and on. If they've got the power of what we talk about, they could really flip this whole state on its head.
Absolutely. Oh, my Lord. You know, it's interesting because I think what has happened with the RNC and even the funds that are behind the candidates, you talked about Mitt Romney spending $150 million. Mitt Whitman spent $170 million, just for your record, to let you know. And they both hired the same consulting firms in California. Isn't that embracing to know that somebody right now is doing very financially well, even though the candidates lost? I don't know if it's a perpetual cycle or circle, but it sure looks like it. It looks like the GOP continues to hire and work within itself. It's like it eats its own and bless its own at the same time. In the meantime, it's family outside that's disintegrating. The meaning the people like me and you are out here saying, look, you guys could really do it a different way to really grasp roots, connect to the people. But they're not doing that.
No, and you're right. I do hear they use the same group of people. It would seem to me, Shirley, that If you're really concerned about winning, that at some point
Hello? Uh-oh, I can't hear you, Willie. Hello? We lost each other. Okay, I'm still on, but Willie's not. That's funny. Hopefully Willie will come back. Hopefully he's coming back. Something happened with his phone. Well, if Willie comes back and I'm still on the air, you guys make sure you go to Facebook and Twitter and tweet out about the Willie Larson Show, also hiphoprepublican.tv. But mostly Urban Game Changer. Urban Game Changer.
Sorry, we had some weird.
Oh, there we are.
We had some Skypeage going on there.
In the urban community. Okay, good. Great.
You know, but you know what I'm saying? And I use sports analogies because they make sense to me because I'm a guy. I got testosterone falling out of my eyeball. So, you have a coach. Everybody loves the coach. They just love the community. Loves what's the baseball manager, whatever. But the kid, but the team hits a rough patch. The first person they get rid of is the beloved coach. Why? Because it's about winning.
It's about winning. Well, isn't that with a company that you're building? A company, if the CEO is not performing the numbers that the company is inspiring to reach, if those numbers aren't reached, they let that CEO go. They'll say instead he got fired. They'll say he stepped down. He's resigned. That's a nicer word of saying we want your ass gone.
Yeah, they don't renew his contract. Whatever.
Right, they don't renew
his
contract. Whatever it is, you got to go, buddy. You got to go.
And you know what? He may be a nice guy. She may be a great girl. And they might have truly tried their best. They might have. They may have to be at the very end of their ability. But the fact of the matter is that you did not produce. And that's all that matters with adults, right?
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. It's all about numbers and money. And I don't take it personally. Don't take it emotionally. I think what has happened is we're all over the place, not only personally but emotionally. But a lack of concern about the real urban connected people. You know, here you are. You said you had a meeting about 400 people that were there, Republicans. Those same Republicans could be reaching out to those districts in Florida and talking to them. But they're not doing that. They're just working amongst themselves and within themselves, eating their own.
Bingo. And you know what? And it isn't just, okay, so you got 400 white people in a room. No, we're talking about it's a fairly diverse group, but they can speak to they can speak to young people in, you know, when in precincts don't do well, and they can speak to older people in precincts that we don't do well. They can speak to Hispanic folks, and in our area, Hispanic is different than what it used to be. It isn't just old Cubans. It's Guatemalans. It's, you know what, it's Colombians. We're talking about Dominican people from Dominican Republic. The whole smear of what, quote, Hispanic is, they hate that title because Hispanic means you're from Spain. And hardly any people are from Spain. But those are folks that they have ends with, already. And if they just left the comfort of where they are and caught the power of what we're saying here, we could turn this state and this country on its ear. And it's going to cost a few dollars and it's going to cost some time. But you know what? At the end of the process is, first of all, you know, I don't want to be hyperbolic, but we save our country from where it's going.
We do. You know, it's really a simple method, but it takes time, money, and strategy. A lot of people think it's all about money. Well, let's go back to the movie 300. It's all about strategy. How long did those men last before they finally did die? And they died only, I really believe they died because that one man turned against them. There's always those troops that just don't believe, and that faithless person comes involved, and it destroys the team. That's why there needs to be a toughness among the team when it comes to military. Or that line's not broken mentally. But I will tell you, it comes to the right strategy. That's what it comes to.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And you're right. Because, I mean, you and I just put together an example of $500 million of misspent money on losses. $500 million. Meg Whitman, $170 million, $150 million on two consultants. Carl Rove with $300 million. We're talking about $500 million of misspent money for butt whippings. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Either you or I could get $75 million and develop a campaign for California and turn California on his ear. With just a few people.
Just tweak Florida. All we need to do really with Florida is just tweak it.
Yeah.
California needs a whole restructure. And it'll take money, but it'll be taking money to do it in the right manner and utilize it in the right manner. You know what I don't understand? If someone comes to you and they keep crying crow or emperor with no clothes, why do you keep trying to think you're going to be dressed with clothes of invisible garment? Because, I mean, here are these consultants come to these candidates, and they dress them with invisible garments. They tell them they have pearls and diamonds and that they're going to win, and everybody's going to look at them and vote for them based on that. And when that race is over with, there's that little boy in the corner saying, hey, you naked. That's why you lost. You naked.
Yep. that's why, You know, I'm so glad you said that because I feel that way all the time now. I feel like the little kid going, why is the emperor naked? And have everybody saying, stop being negative, stop being negative, stop. I'm not being negative. Dude is swinging out there. He ain't got no clothes on. And he going to catch cold and die. And that's exactly what happened time and time again. It's absolutely amazing. It just is. But you know what? I am as frustrated as I am encouraged because I'm starting to see. And even I have an older neighbor who lives across the street from me. Good, they're nice people. They are. they are. I mean, and they helped us out when we first moved into that house. Huge. So you know what? I love those people. But the man is a dyed in the wool liberal, Democrat, blah blah blah, all that. As a matter of fact, the other day it was so funny. I sat in my chair in my room in my living room and I said, "What do you want what do you want Republicans to do, Jim? You want them just to give up? You want them to kill themselves?" And I couldn't get an answer out of them. It was great. It was one of my shining moments. But even he is starting to realize that it ain't about our message. It ain't about the message of self-reliance. Yeah, really? Is that a bad thing? Is it entrepreneurship?
Government, people hiring people, businesses and small businesses being able to develop in the community. Is that really such a bad thing? No, government dependency and expansion of failed policies is what we want to continue down. That's the road that's going to work for us. The trickle down, looking for the wealthy to take care of me. Who wants that? That's that same process that they've done to the black community, detrimenting the African-American male as well as the Latino and the Asians who are engulfed in those communities by telling them that the government is going to subsidize for your family and to look to them for jobs, look to the government to take care of your communities, look to the government to take care of your churches and to raise your children. What happened to school choice? What happened to private school? What happened to people hiring on their own business? What happened to freedom of speech and individual mind thinking? What happened to the hunger of those type of American people? Where are those people? Because if you are, you need to run, leave everything behind, just like Joseph did when his master's wife was trying to rape him. Run, just run out the room, get out the way, find a new life.
That's
he might go to jail later on like he did, but in the end, he became Pharaoh.
He did what he ran. He did, I know. He was set up. Homeboy was set up. But you know what? He ran out of there. He didn't participate. He didn't acquiesce. He didn't give in. It would have been a lot easier for him had he done that.
Yes, he would.
Think about it.
Yes.
And that's the deal. You know, it's so much easier. You know, I've been called. I love when people call me a sellout. And I think, wait a minute. Sellouts are people who go along because it's easier to sell out your values and sell out whatever and just go along with even stuff you know is detrimental to the people that you say you care about. I go, that's a sellout. And those are the people who are going down that path. I am the antithesis of a sellout. I'm somebody who's going to stand in the way and go, I ain't going that way.
Right.
I ain't going to do it.
You're not going to bow down. Neither am I. You know, that's why we created Urban Game Changers. And we are so many great things that are happening and we're going to be announcing really soon. One is, as you know already, we have launched our first candidate for the Urban Game Changers that's running for office, Lenny McAllister.
Yes.
Lenny McAllister is running against Jesse Jackson Jr. for the second district in Illinois. And, you know, that's a corrupt seat. Woo! Remember, that's the one that they got bought and all that madness that took place after President Obama, that was, I think, his seat at one time. So very, very interesting because Lenny McAllister says, you know, here's a window of opportunity. Jesse Jackson had them spend, after he decided to step down, after winning that seat within 2 weeks, they spend $5.1 million during the duration of that race for him to win just all of a sudden and say that he's mentally incompetent to continue on. I don't know why all of a sudden the mental illness kicked in after he had already won, but it did. And the good thing is that at least the constituents have someone that can really represent them well, and that's why we're standing behind Lenny McAllister. Known him from years, comes from hiphoprepublican.com. I've had him on the hiphoprepublican.com show. He was one of the featured Urban Game Changers during the month of May of this year, And I said he is someone definitely to watch out for. He has set presence nationally as well as locally within his own community. He is African-American. He strives to do so much for his country and so much for his community. So look out for Lenny McAllister. That is one of the main reasons why we need to continue to talk about urban game changers, because it is changing the game in the urban community of understanding how government and how your life are being set. One mindset, we provide another.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I wasn't going to get into this today, but you're absolutely right. It is so exciting that Lenny is running for that seat that was held up for a year or so by Jesse Jackson Jr. because he was in the crazy house. We don't have crazy houses anymore. We need crazy houses. Somebody needs to start building some of these places to put people. In any case, I'm sorry, I just went off on a rabbit trail for a second. But you know what? And of course, Jesse Jackson Jr. didn't relinquish that seat until he was assured that he was going to get his money on the other end, or he would have stayed there.
Right. This is all about money and position. It's not about the constituents. And I think we both agree that when you are elected official, you're not a celebrity. We don't need your celebrityism.
Oh, no.
You know, you're running off the bloodline of politics from your dad, and you're trying to run off of Martin Luther King. And you're nothing like those men, and you're nothing like what people think you are. You have issues, and part of it probably might be personal with the family, but whatever the case may be, he needs to have his things checked out, and let's move on with a candidate that can really help the people. I mean, my heart goes out to Jesse Jackson Jr. Obviously, he's under a lot of stress and pressure or whatever the man may be going through, but he definitely has to do something different. And
I agree.
That area needs to be saved.
You know what? And I think you're right. Lenny's done his work in that area, and now is a great time for somebody like to show up in that area and be a representative for that constituency that has frankly historically has not had a representative. They just haven't. They didn't when Barack Obama was there because when Barack Obama left, they didn't have a constituency because Barack Obama was interested in doing something else. He wasn't interested in representing that area. And, of course, Jesse Jackson Jr. was interested in Jesse Jackson Jr. and the Jackson legacy, such as it is, which is kind of crazy. Now, hopefully, they'll have somebody who gives a crap about the people who actually live there. And,
this is the twister. Will the people vote the right way? Because we always say, let's run a candidate, let's get someone out there. If they don't support Lenny McAllister and they deal with the outcome of whoever they choose, don't get mad at the people. Don't get mad at your lifestyle. You know, all I can tell is the Republicans that lost, like in California, where we just bled to death out here with the GOP. You know, now that they've got the job, hold them accountable. Don't get mad that your candidates didn't lose. Wipe your wounds, start making phone calls, and watch them like a hawk. You know, I'm going to twist the script. When we think about President Obama, he's probably the most watched president because there's so many people who just don't like President Obama. But the race factor still plays a card. It still plays a big part and a big card in the game of politics. And there are a lot of people who are probably watching him more like a hawk just because he's an African-American male. So, you know, unfortunately, he does have to deal with that. And that's why race is such a high tense moment in time in history right now for America, because they still haven't got over the fact that they have now an African-American president, and they still haven't got over the fact that African-Americans are doing well, better from the time of their own conception. I always tell people, I say, you know, we talk about successful black people or Latino or Asian people. Go back to the year you were born and go and look at the top African-American or Asian or Latino millionaires and billionaires. These people are multi-millionaires. They're not making a couple million dollars. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars. So that gives you an idea that we have come so far, but there's still a lot of people that are jealous with that. And they still talk about trickle-down factor. If you're such a Democrat and you love these celebrities, they're not going back and putting millions of dollars into your community. They're keeping it in their pocket. So, you know, that's something else to think about. The people who are really making money, they can make a contribution to the community and change the shift of their culture, of their people. But they're not doing it either.
No,
it has to come from grass, 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 and roots.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know what? And that's always my deal. You know, when we're talking to conservatives, and you know, when they're having this big conservative pissing contest about who's more conservative, I said, you know what? Elect the guy who can get elected and watch him like a hawk. You know, elect him, smile at him, and go, you know, I'm gonna call you tomorrow, right? You know, I'm gonna call you every day.
Right. You know, I'm gonna stay on your ass, right?
You know, you know that, right? Your staff will know me by my voice. You know that, right?
Right. Yes, she is.
You know what?
And what does she want?
I mean, just think about this. Think about if the person that you elect for House of Representatives, wherever you live, if that person's office, and let me tell you how this works, kids. If that person's office gets 150 phone calls every damn day from their district, you have them by the neck.
Hello. That's true.
That's how it works. 150 people call every day. You got them by the neck. They are.
And you know what's interesting part? The candidate that you elected, the elected official, he doesn't deal with that. His interns give him advice. Sometimes he doesn't even read the bill. You know, that's what's so bizarre about Obamacare. They keep finding stuff because if people don't remember, towards the end of the finalization of that bill, people were writing in by hand changes. How do you make amendment by write-ins? You make amendments, seriously. But can you imagine someone penciling in, give me $4,000 for some shoes or something stupid? So many earmarks are in that bill.
It's crazy.
It is so disrespectful to the American people. Pimps, hold, and prostituted by that bill. But now that it's in place and it's being implemented, they got to sort out all those last-minute addendums. And as they come out, people go, what? What was that in there? How does that have to do with anything? Because it's called an earmark and an addendum added to.
That's exactly
what a mess.
All right, listen, I got to get out of here. Shirley, you are always the best. That's all there is to it. And tell folks how they can get a hold of you out in beautiful California.
Beautiful California. Go to Urban Game Changers and check us out on our videos. But go to Communities Washington Times, Communities Washington Times, Shirley Husar. HUSAR. The best thing to do is go right now. I'm doing public speaking and I'm scheduling with great black speakers. I'm speaking with some incredible people. Judy Smith is also on that list, and she is the woman whose life is portrayed on the movie Scandal, the TV show Scandal. She's a great person. There's so many great people on that site, and they have had me added to their family. So great black speakers. They can find me, my resume, a little history of me, and please follow me on Twitter. I am a Twitter Zoe. Twitter and Facebook. You can subscribe to me on Facebook. But keep in mind that Willie Larson is part of the Urban Game Changer family. We are making changes nationally. We're about to announce some new meetings and ideas, some conferences coming up. This is all of us working together because we're not waiting for the next 4 to 2 years to come up on us. We are going to come up on it. We're doing it a little bit different way. Thank you, Willie, so much for having me on your show.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling. Love you. We'll talk again soon. All right.
Okay.
All right, listen, that's my friend, Sir Shirley, who's off. Folks, it's a new day. It's a new day. It's not only a new day, it's a new day that's shining on new people. It's a new day that's shining on the voice that needs to be heard in this country. Let me tell you, it's different than it was. If something good happened on November 7th, is that a lot of folks who were discouraged got encouraged. It's going to be different. So check out Attorney Czar at Washington Times Communities and Urban Game Changers. Just Google it. You'll find it. And Urban Game Changers of Tampa Bay. Listen, we got to get out of here. Thanks so much for coming to the Will Austin Show today. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell the people you don't even like. Tune in on Monday. We appreciate it. Listen, we got to get out of here. Just like always, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for take care of yourself.